Good evening. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has permanent all times to break in at any time during emergency traffic. Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street, Boomville, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink. Jeff, it looked like my friend Dave was in here and seems to have dropped off, so hopefully he'll come back in and join us.
All right, well, KD2 FM, Kevin James, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and hello to everyone up north. KD2 FM out here in Oneonta, 45 degrees, some clouds overhead, had some showers today. Only 0.2 inches of rain here in the central southern tier. I'm still working my way out of this evil virus that's grabbed a hold of me and kind of turned into bronchitis. So I'm running the meds at full scale, and I'm on the uphill side of this, so that's a good thing. So with that, I don't want to run my voice crazy here because I got to record a couple weather forecasts of the radio station. So I will say 7-3. And hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin. Well, feel better there, and hopefully you can get that all cleared up. Yeah, you gotta have your voice, right? Especially in that business. All right. Take care, Kevin. We'll catch up with you later. All right. That looks like the last of the echoing station. So this is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM. Good evening, Jeff. WA2U.
All right, there's two. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, everybody on the net. Kevin James, I hope your voice gets better to get over that stuff. You might want to load up on some echinacea. That's a very good herb for getting rid of what you have. Anyway, with that, went to church today. Miserable day out most of the day. Not much temperature range. Only 44 to 48, and it's 44 right now. And, nothing too much going on. The van's surprising. The van's been running like a new van. It's almost like having a new van now, but can't hold my breath. When you have 210,000 miles on a vehicle, you can't hold your breath. You never know what to expect next, just like that. That famous line from Forrest Gump. My mother always told me, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get next. And with that man, you never know what you're going to get next. So with that, we'll say God bless 73s, and I hope everyone's doing well. And to PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, don't jinx it there. It's running good. Good. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. WA2U. Good evening to you and George and Kevin James. Well, 40 degrees at the northeast end here of Hinkley Reservoir. 40, so it's it's raining, which we need. It looks like it's going to do that all week, so our neighbors over here, they've got a lot of construction going on. They're probably not going to be happy about that. They got a lot of stuff done on Friday. I don't know how many truckloads of run across or whatever they're putting in up there, but that's going to slow them down a tad, I would think. But at least they got what they had up there. They were able to spread out with all this rain. They'll kind of almost turn into concrete after a while. It's about it weather-wise, and let's see, listened to a lot of music last night, which we enjoyed. And what else I was going to say? Well, George, the payment, that's, you know, you invest, but you know how vehicles are. My thought is when the payments stop, then the garage payments start. So no matter what you put into it, it's still a lot less expensive than what I hear some of these cars nowadays. The payment a month. Is comparable to almost a mortgage payment, which is absolutely just ridiculous. So, anyway, so if everyone has a great evening, well, it's hard to believe, or to believe we're already into May, and those that there's still a few weeks away, the Dayton Ham Bench is coming up, let's see, Friday the 20th through the 22nd out in Dayton, Ohio, so kind of a neat thing to go to and take in. At least once in your life, I guess. I know some people go every year, but Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you. Hope you had a nice weekend over at the camp, and I've got some camp projects, too, coming up. I'm waiting for a good-sized delivery of lumber here. I want to build a deck over there, some projects around the house, but I told the lumber company they could wait till we get a little drier weather and a little bit of sunshine. WATU, back to that 7-3 wall.
All right, John. Yeah, I hear you on the, you know, on the price of cars. Well, you know, every time they make a new mandate, you know, every car's got to have a airbag or whatever. That adds to the cost of the car. People don't seem to understand that, so they keep wanting more mandated things in the cars, and next thing you know, the price of the car is comparable to a mortgage on a small single-family home. You know, it's kind of crazy. But anyway, all right, John. Well, good luck. I mean, I think we need this rain, though, so it's been pretty dry. I'm not complaining. We've had a lot of nice dry weather here lately, but the woods and, you know, the plants really need it in the spring. So, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to be the entire week, but a lot of the week. All right, John. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for checking.
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU.
All right, there's two more. N5AOW, Bob, good evening, what's going on?
Good evening. Good evening to John and whoever else is in the net this evening. Well, I'll tell you what, it was a rainy day. We could use the rain to help do whatever, you know, and things were pretty dry. But I got some things done inside, and I was real pleased with that. Went down the cellar, got some things done, went out the shed, got some things done there. Came in, enjoyed myself, had some more coffee, relaxed a bit, and it was a good day. I know we're due for some sun in the next day or two, so that makes it all worthwhile. And good evening, Ray. Heard you in there behind me. Well, everyone 73, and back to you, Jeff. I'm enjoying the evening at 5AOW. Back to that control.
Alright, Bob. Yeah, I agree. We need some of this rain, and I know up at camp when I was up there, it was pretty dry. We had to rake up a few sections of it over there, and it was kicking up a lot of dust. So I wanted to have a campfire, but I just didn't, wouldn't risk it. You know, it was one long spark up there, and everything could go awry real quick. All right, well, have a good one, Bob. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MU, Ray, good evening. What's going on?
Jeff, we got 42 degrees up on the hill here, and yeah, at least it's not raining. Checked out the Ray Caverns yesterday down in Virginia. That was impressive. 1 mile walk tour through underground through the caverns. That was amazing.
That sounds like a great time. Glad you got to do that there, and never done anything like that myself. Never been in any kind of cave or anything other than, you know, little things, or, you know, locally, but nothing anything big like that. So that's got to be a lot of fun to get down in there. So, all right, Ray, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there on the hill, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, we all got up this morning up there at camp and got everything closed up and headed on back. Long weekend up there. Had a good time. But it was good to get home too, and hung out here with family most of the day. Not a lot to report. A lot of work to do this weekend, the next 2 weeks, I think. So we'll be busy, busy, busy. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank, Kevin, George, Don, Bob, and Ray for checking in tonight. Page 73, to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Gentlemen, thank you for your check-in. KC2, Oscar Victor Bravo, clear.